You're tuned in to Juno Afternoon. It's about 23 minutes after the top of the hour. And my next guest is Don Haberger, representing the Juno Reentry Coalition. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Shelley. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for being here. Don, what's the Juno Reentry Coalition, briefly?
Well, the Juno Reentry Coalition is a host of Juno organizations. It could be individuals that are experiencing reentry after incarceration. It could be. So anybody with lived experience. It's agencies. It is individuals who just want to be involved to solve our issue of public safety in our community. You know, JPD comes from time to time. So it's high-level organizations as well. And it's just, like I said, a host of Juno folks interested in the issue.
And what's your role there?
My role is the community coordinator. Our coalition was fortunate enough several years ago to get a grant from the Alaska Mental Health Trust Authority, and they paid for this position, and I get the opportunity of supporting all the volunteers that come to the organization. Last time we counted, which was several months ago, was about 200.
Wow, that's a lot. I was wondering if you could give us a sort of update of recidivism, the status of recidivism in our community of Juno.
You know, Shelley, that's an excellent question, and it's a little difficult to answer. The reason for that is our state corrections define recidivism in three-year blocks. So if you're released 3 years ago, they see whether or not you end up back in jail for a new crime after that three-year period. The part that is difficult about that is that SB 91, SB 54, all of the bills that started Smart Justice and got our coalition really engaged, are new since the first three-year cycle. So we're not really testing recidivism. However, formally, I should say. However, we certainly do have anecdotal information. For example, we have a case manager through JAMI Health and Wellness, and that individual can take up to 40 cases, and that individual has as high as 30 individuals in the program. And that success ratio is well above, our 30% or whatever the state was saying, 68% go back to jail. We were dropping that number down, I think, by 50% or more. So that's the anecdotal stuff we can refer to.
Well, that's good news, sounds like.
We think so.
What do you think some of the contributing factors are for recidivism, either in general or specifically to Juno?
There's a host of contributing factors, but let's start or focus on Juno. We'll pick on one of the issues that I know the coalition is very concerned about, and that's just housing or probably more importantly, lack of housing. Some of the challenges that individuals face when they come from Lemon Creek or other correctional institutions back into the community is they may have a host of bills due through court mandate, for example, or they just may not have a complete job skill set, or it's become rusty because they've been incarcerated for an extended period of time. So getting a job that you receive a livable wage in is sometimes difficult for those coming out of incarceration. Therefore, finding housing is also a challenge. So the Reentry Coalition has made housing, particularly transitional housing, supportive housing for reentrants, a high priority, and we're trying to solve that issue.
And apart from housing, what are some other needs that aren't getting met?
Other needs, of course, Alaska is experiencing, our opioid crisis. And so just making sure, and this is not just recidivism or reentry, I should say, but it's a whole host of sectors of our society that are looking at building up a more robust kind of, I want to say, recovery response. Mental health, there we go, substance abuse services.
Have you seen an increase in those services or supporting agencies?
I have. One thing that always is, impresses me, and it's true with our community, Front Street Clinic, Rainforest Recovery, JAMI Health and Wellness, all of these, Gastineau Human GHS services, there we go. all of these folks are really pulling yeoman's work in responding to the need. And we see new things in our community like medically assisted treatment or MAT. Each of them seem to be working on bringing a response to that.
Thanks for answering some of my questions about these issues in our community. What you're really here to talk about today is the holiday season potluck sponsored by the Reentry Coalition. This time of year, it's probably fair to say that everyone can use a little extra support, some cheer, self-care. Do you find that people who are celebrating reentry and recovery find this time of year to be particularly challenging?
Well, that's a great question. I haven't experienced somebody finding this time of year challenging. However, anybody experiencing mental health issues, again, anecdotally, I've heard that it is a challenging time. However, I should say that there are some folks that are coming out of incarceration that do desire to have their family around them. And for various reasons, those connections have not yet been made. And so there is a little bit of I need other supports involved in those situations. And so really the holiday season potluck is our opportunity. Number one, get together. Mm-hmm. Camaraderie is one of those goals. The second piece is celebrate. And we're celebrating success. Anybody that has a success in reentry or recovery, it's all inclusive. Or our own successes. We don't care. You're just invited.
What are some successes that you're celebrating this year?
Well, this year, again, going back to our reentry case manager, the individual that goes through JAMI Health and Wellness and is supported by a grant from Department of Behavioral Health. Like I said, he has a number of individuals that are successful in reentry, and they completed the program, and we want to celebrate that.
Well, that's great to hear. And this is an annual event, yeah?
It is now. we started last year, just about this time. I think it was on the 19th last year, and it just happens to be on the 19th again this year, but it's now an annual event.
Second annual.
Yes.
Holiday Season Potluck by the Juneau Reentry Coalition, a celebration of success. And that's happening tomorrow evening at Northern Light United Church from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Where can folks go to find out more information about the Juneau Reentry Coalition or the potluck?
Well, there's a couple of ways. I don't mind giving out my phone number.
So it's, brave.
Yes. Well, it's on the sheet if you are flyers. So it's 321-4970. And also, you can find out more about it at www.junoreentry.org.
And last year, did you have a pretty good turnout?
You know, we had about 40 folks.
That's
so
great.
It was very nice.
What should people bring if they plan on attending?
Excellent question. you know, you're invited regardless of whether you can bring anything or not. But if you can, bring a salad, a main dish, or dessert, and we'll just enjoy ourselves.
Well, thank you. Don Habiger from the Juneau Reentry Coalition. And the potluck again is tomorrow at Northern Light United Church from 6 to 7:30 p.m. And Don, thanks for all the great information. Thanks for coming in today. And most importantly, thanks for doing what you do.
And thank you.
Yeah, my pleasure. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.